Alright, now think about help. So he went ahead and blanked himself.
He helped himself.
Alright, since he had already blanked himself, what goes in that blank?
He helped himself.
Alright, I asked him to pass them over to me. Now, listen to this. If you decide not to eat something, you say, I don't like it. Okay. If the food has been cooked and served the second time, you say it has been...
I say it had been cooked too long.
Cooked too long. Okay. You put food in your mouth and then you begin to...
chew it.
Okay. A dish made out of boiled Indian meal and some kind of liquid. Do you know what Indian meal is?
Indian meal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Okay, let's listen to this one then. What about a kind of pudding made out of cornmeal and water?
What kind of pudding made out of cornmeal and water?
Uh-huh.
I don't know that one.
Okay, let's see. Did you ever take cornmeal and boil it with salt and water and eat?
Mush.
Mush, okay. Now let's see. What do you call peas, beets, and the like? You grow them in a...
garden.
All right, now what do you call those things you grow in a garden?
Growing a garden.
Mm-hmm. Peas, beets,
collards,
turnips. What do you call those things that you grow in a garden?
Vegetables.
A small plot near the house where you might grow vegetables is called that. We just said a few moments ago. Small piece of land where you are growing your vegetables is called a what? You just said
God.
Now, what is the particularly southern food that is often served with sausage and eggs, made out of ground corn and boiled, served with salt and pepper and butter or gravy? What do you call this dish made from the whole grains of corn after leaching the outside cover from the grain? We have what in the morning? Sausage, eggs, and
grits.
What is the starch made from the inside of a grain raised in Louisiana, Arkansas, and Texas? It is the staple food of the Chinese and the Japanese. What do you call that?
Rice.
What are some names for non-tax-paid alcoholic beverages? You know what those are? You know that the kind of liquor that ain't got the state seal on it. What do you call that?
Moonshine.
They call that moonshine. Do you know the expression splow? You ever heard of that?
Splow.
Splow. I didn't know that one either. When something's cooking and it makes a good impression on your nostrils, you say to someone, just...
You smell. You smell it.
You crush the cane and boil the juice and make